The United States and Kentucky rank far behind the rest of the developed world in preventing severe complications and death among pregnant women. Kentucky State Representative Lisa Wilner is the chair of the House Democratic Women's Caucus. Legislators have been researching the rates, and what they learned in the process, she says, is stunning.
We learned that the U.S. is ranked 55th for maternal health, virtually dead last out of all wealthy and developed nations. We learned that maternal mortality in Kentucky is actually 2.5 times worse than the national average. And this was really shocking to learn that a woman in the U.S. is more than twice as likely to die now from pregnancy-related complications than in 1987.
It gets even worse if you consider a woman's race or location within the state, Wilner explains.
For rural women in isolated areas, the rates of maternal mortality are about 2.5 times the state average. And then in the urban centers in Louisville and in Lexington, for Black pregnant people who are the closest to healthcare facilities, but their rates are also 2.5 times worse than the state average.
At the heart of the issue is a lack of access to education, prenatal and delivery care, along with high rates of addiction and incarceration. Wilner says the situation is a moral outrage, but there is hope. Nationwide, 60% of deaths are preventable, while in Kentucky, the Cabinet for Health and Family Services estimates 80% of deaths are preventable. The caucus introduced a raft of legislation, 21 bills in all, aimed at addressing the crisis in women and infant health during the most recent legislative session. The bills ranged from granting women behind bars access to lactation specialists to making pregnancy a qualifying event for health insurance. Wilner says Kentucky lawmakers based many proposals on what is working in states with much better rates.
In states that provide really strong access to comprehensive sex education, to family planning and contraception, to education about parenting and healthy relationships in general, that maternal outcomes are much better.
Expanding access to the type of care pregnant women can access would also help those at highest risk of deadly complications, says Wilner.
We also know that doula care, midwife care, is associated with much better outcomes for women and for rural women, for Black women in particular. And we're not reimbursing those healthcare professionals at the same levels so that women have access to that kind of treatment.
However, the vast majority of the caucus's proposed bills failed to advance through the Republican-controlled legislature. Instead, leaders advanced legislation like House Bill 211, which establishes a state child and maternal fatality review team and directs it to create an annual report. A bill like that is hard to vote against and was passed by a wide margin. But House Bill 211 doesn't actually do anything new to address the issue, says a frustrated Wilner.
That work is already being done. Worse than that, how much more do we need to study? And isn't it time to get to work on these things?
Wilner says she's spoken to many women who are eager to see action by legislators and are appalled at the lack of support for life-saving measures.
How often on the House floor do we hear lengthy speeches about the sanctity of life, about the importance of pregnancy and giving birth, and yet our policies do not match that rhetoric?
Wilner says despite the setbacks, the Caucus of Democratic Women will continue working on the issue in coming sessions.
We clearly need policy change. It's really a crisis. And if we're not addressing this for the people of Kentucky, then we are really falling short of our responsibilities.
Wilner says she is spending her downtime between sessions researching solutions and working on new legislative proposals to implement them. For WMKY News, I'm Carrie Stambo reporting.